This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed uproar over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar to change the constitution for reservation to a particular minority group. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House reassembled after the second adjournment at 2:15 p.m., amid din, the House cleared a few amendments made by the Lok Sabha in the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill was already passed by the Rajya Sabha. As the ruckus continued, the House was adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Mr. Rijiju highlighted that the issue of reservation based on religion had come in 1947 and it was rejected then by all the prominent leaders. He said Congress should remove its leader from the constitutional post for his comments. Amid pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today held a meeting with Leader of the House J.P. Nadda and Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court judge following a fire. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect. Justice Verma has denied the allegations. The Mumbai police has registered an FIR against stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra for allegedly making defamatory remarks against Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde during a show. Officials said the police also registered a case against nearly 40 Shiva Sena workers for allegedly vandalizing the Habitat studio in Mumbai's Khar area where Kamra's show was filmed, as well as a hotel where the studio is located. Union Minister Raksha Khadze has said that there is freedom of speech in the country, but it should not be used to defame anyone. Talking to reporters outside Parliament on the issue of reported comments of stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra against Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Ms. Khadze said people in constitutional post should be respected. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the central government has completely abolished the 20% export duty on onions. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said that the removal of the export duty on onions will enable farmers' hard-earned produce to reach the global markets duty-free, securing better and more remunerative prices. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur. Addressing the function, the president said the task of integrating people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage.
बामपंथी उग्रवाद से प्रभावित लोगों को समाज की मुख्य धारा में जोड़ने का कार्य अंतिम और निर्णायक दौर में पहुंच गया है मुझे बताया गया है छत्तीसगढ़ के नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों के लोग विकास के मार्ग पर आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं मुझे विश्वास है कि छत्तीसगढ़ को उग्रवाद से पूर्णतया मुक्त करने के प्रयास में आप सब शीघ्र ही सफलता प्राप्त करेंगे और राज्यों के इतिहास में एक स्वर्णिम अध्याय जोड़ेंगे
Representatives from Russia and the United States are holding talks on resolving the Ukrainian conflict at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, Ukrainian Defense Minister Rostam Umerov announced that talks between US and Ukrainian delegations had concluded in Riyadh. He described the discussions as productive and focused, with key topics such as energy being addressed. In business news, the 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 1,079 points to close at 77,984. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 jumped 308 points to settle at 23,658. And on the fifth day of the Khelo India Para Games in the national capital, in shooting, Mona Agarwal clinched the gold medal in the mixed 50 meters rifle prone SH1 category today. Ananda Krishnan secured the silver medal, while Sachin Siddhanewar won the bronze. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Lucknow Super Giants in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. This is for the second consecutive year the Capitals have chosen Vishakhapatnam as their second home ground. And that is the end of this news bulletin.